Hey everybody, I wanted to take a quick minute here before we get into the show and let you know about a couple of things that I have running. One of them is to benefit Go Pantry, which is a local food bank that actually prepares meals and sets up kids with meals for a week. Kids that usually would rely on meals through school. And obviously, since people aren't in school right now, that's a pretty big need. So if you're interested in joining that, basically I'm running a bunch of auctions. They're $10 a piece to join in. Each league that I fill, $100 goes to Go Pantry, which actually feeds two kids for the week. So if you're interested in that, just hit me up on Twitter, at JohnBoschFF. I would be happy to get you in those. I will continue filling those leagues as long as people keep signing up for them. You can also see my pinned tweet. I will continue to run the off-season roster challenge for Fantasy Cares all year. Right now, the entry price is $2.50 an entry, and you have until the NFL draft until that price goes up. So if you're interested in either of those fundraising things, let me know, again, at JohnBoschFF on Twitter. Enjoy the show.
Do you think about making dynasty trades even while watching football games?
Are you thinking of player values when you should be thinking of family values? Then you may have a trading problem.
Don't worry, you're not alone. I am Dynasty Outhouse and I have a trading problem.
And I'm Brian Haar and I also have a trading problem.
Join us for the Trade Addicts podcast where you can be with like-minded people and talk about everything in the NFL in the context of dynasty trade values.
News and notes, make amends, keep trade buys, all these things we will cover every week.
And don't forget Trade Addicts trades.
So when you're done listening to this fine DLF family podcast, please tune in to the Trade Addicts podcast.
Thank you and enjoy your podcast.
Let the games begin. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to Dynasty Game Night. I am John Bosch. I get a host tonight, and I don't have any of my buddies here. No Matt tonight, no Russ. So I got to bring in three people that we like to hear from. We'll go left to right on my screen. George Kritikos, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. First off, you said three buddies, and I was like, oh, that's nice. And then I looked, and it's Nathan Powell's on this, so that can't be true.
Nathan is, as he claims, the OG.
He's got
a permanent seat.
When you invited me this time, I'm like, I was having to think, because obviously I'm probably one of the guys who have been on the most, other than maybe Ryan. And I don't think, obviously, I know I've guest hosted a few times, but in terms of being a contestant, I don't think I've won since the inaugural episode of Dynasty Game Night.
Back before we figured out how we should probably do it correctly to make it so you can't win. Well, that was Nathan Powell, everybody. So we've got one more. We've got Justin Peak joining us tonight also. Justin, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Alrighty. So we've got three games tonight. Before we get into those, I should mention that if you are looking to adopt an orphan, go over to safeleagues.com and use promo code DGN. Hopefully that's going to get you a little something extra. Right now, I actually think they're giving away best ball 10s too if you're picking up an orphan. So great time to go over to Safe Leagues, get an orphan. Scott Fish runs those, of course, with some help from Ryan McDowell. He can't get two better commissions out there. Three games tonight. We've got a name game, we've got a trade game, and we have an ADP-based game. Let's see here. Justin, we're going to let you pick first. What game do you want to start with?
Let's start off with the ADP game. We always got to save the name game for last, right?
That's definitely the most fun one. So we'll start off with the ADP game, and as we have been doing lately, we will do this in a BS version. So I'm going to give you a category, and then you will bid how many answers you think you can get correct without getting any wrong. If you get them correct, you get a point. You get 2 points. If you call somebody out on BS and they do not get it correct, you get 1 point. So we'll go around in a circle. I'll start with, we'll go Nathan, Justin, George in this first round. So Nathan, you'll get the first selection. And what we are doing this time is measuring ADP using DLF ADP
positional change in ADP from February of 2019 to February of 2020. We'll start out with quarterbacks. We've got one for each position. We will not use tight ends unless we have to for tie break reasons. So, Nathan, let me ask you this. There are 12 quarterbacks that had a positional ADP change of 10 spots or more over the last 12 months. How many of those 12 can you name?
10 spots or more over the last 12 months for ADP.
Yep, 10 spots or more. Could be
okay.
Up.
And so what the number I say, the person next has to give a higher number or say BS and so on and so forth. And it gets back to me if it does. Okay.
Correct.
My bid for this category is 6.
All right. Justin, can you name more than 6? Or do you want to give Nathan an easy walk in the first round?
Wow. This is going to be a tough game for me, but I feel like I can do more than...
You can take a minute if you want to write down your names and then answer. This game does lead to some dead air being
right.
Cut out. All the game night games do. Try to minimize, but, you know, we do what we can.
I think I can do 7, though.
All right, George, the bid is to you. 8 or more, or call BS on Justin.
I think I can do 8.
And all I'm right, going
to
let
George goes George to 8. Back to Nathan. 8. All right, George. You've got
right.
8 names.
May I ask a clarifying question before I start?
Of course.
All right. Are 2019 rookies part of the February 2019 ADP?
I'm sorry. I should have clarified that. 2019 rookies are included because they were included in there last year.
Okay.
2020 rookies, obviously, they all had had an ADP of nothing. Let me, Nathan, if you want to get back in after I clarify this point, then if somebody went undrafted in either of the drafts, I assigned them a position that was one more than the number of positions that were drafted. In this case, there were 35 quarterbacks drafted in one or the other. So 36 is the position they were assigned if they did not get drafted. And I'll clarify that for each position, what that number is, because it changes with each position. So,
okay.
Okay, that's a little hint.
Let me just repeat what you said.
come from nowhere.
Is it 10 position spots or 10 startup spots? Position. Okay.
Position. It's all positional ADP.
My number would have even been lower than 9 then.
And you're gonna hit it. Quarterbacks are the easy one. We're going to get real crazy here when we get to running back and wide receiver.
You say it's easy. We're going to find out if it's easy or not.
Easy-ish. And this is the game that the other day when I was prepping this game, I was pretty disgusted at how bad we are at drafting. Only a year later, it looks pretty pathetic.
Okay.
All right, George, away.
Yeah. All right. Well, since I clarified rookies, I feel like I need to start with one. So I'm going to say Daniel Jones.
That is correct. He actually rose 23 spots.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to say Mitch Trubisky.
Mitchell Trubisky fell 13 spots. That's
he
correct.
He fell 13.
No, that's correct.
Oh,
he changed.
I thought you said I failed. Oh.
No. He fell. He fell 13 spots. So that's
all right. So far, so good.
Yep.
So far,
2 for 2.
Good. All right. Ooh, I have one I want to say, but I feel like it's going to be wrong, so I'm going to hold off on that one. I will say Dwayne Haskins.
I do not believe so. Let's see here. Dwayne Haskins. Where was he? Dwayne Haskins was 26 a year ago and sits at 31 right now. So he only fell 5 spots. You got any more? You can throw out some more names. Nathan's getting a point, but we'll still,
go
through this list here.
Okay. I can throw out a few more names.
All right. Fire them off.
One, I thought it was Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers fell from 25 to 36.
Okay. I thought about Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton did not fall because he was already low to begin with, I believe.
Okay.
Can I throw one in?
He probably did fall some, but he didn't fall more than 10.
Tannehill?
Yeah, throw it.
Go for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Negative.
What?
He has not risen quite that. He has not risen that much yet.
Wow.
Not from probably 36. He's probably not 26 or above.
Oh, true.
I guess Andrew Luck would have been an easy one.
Andrew Luck is the easiest one on the board.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, he fell 33 spots. Wow. rough 2019 for Andrew Luck.
And then probably Drew Lock, probably Rose, I would guess.
He has not risen 10 spots enough yet, okay. I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, he's risen 7 spots. I think he should be rising more, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Clearly. Tannehill was on here. My apologies, guys.
Okay.
I found him. He went from 36 to 25, so he did.
Ooh,
he just made it. Just made it in there.
Wow. I'm actually surprised.
Well,
that
I mean,
one's
the thing is that can you really picture yourself ranking Tannehill as a top 20 fantasy quarterback? And if you can't, it's hard to really gain 10 spots.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Serviceable QB2. Thank you, Bobby.
Yeah, that's fair. Let me think. Who else did I have? I was looking at different teams. I have like the team list up because I was trying to think of guys. I doubt Stafford's one of those. Marcus Mariota's got to be one, though.
No, he was pretty low to begin with last year. Anybody can jump in at this point. Let's just max through him here. If you got any names. Mariota fell 9 spots, so he was close.
Oh.
He was 27 last year. Now he's undrafted. Darnold was...
Jeez.
He
Eli?
Rose 6 spots.
Yeah.
Eli was not taken anywhere close to 26 or above last year. So,
I was going to say like maybe Gardner Minshew, but I doubt he jumped up enough to
not
get
enough.
That.
He might now. He might now, but he didn't as of February when, you know.
What about... Here's what I'm just going to ask, because I doubt this is true. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. Nope.
I doubt he dropped that far.
Yeah, he didn't drop that far. I think he's rebounding some, too, right now.
Yeah.
So other ones, we have Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I was just going to say Ben.
Yeah, talk about that.
Kyler Murray made a massive
But there
jump.
there was still the baseball threat.
I thought he would have been high already. That's why I didn't name him.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
We weren't all positive yet, so.
Yeah.
He's made a huge jump. Sad. Cam Newton has had a massive fall.
Wow.
Josh Rosen, RIP. He basically.
See, I thought about Rosen and Fitzpatrick, and I just wasn't sure because that was
died before
Rosen got traded.
Yeah,
so, but we knew Arizona had the top pick, so that's why I was not sure about that one.
Yep, fell like a ton of bricks. Tom Brady, Philip Rivers. I think you might have said Rivers. So Brady is all. Brady is barely getting drafted as top 32 now. He's at 32, the number one quarterback overall. According to the ADP, Lamar Jackson went from 11 to 1. And then
we didn't say Lamar. He was first on my list. Yeah. I could have sworn we'd already said him.
Nope. And then we have the favorite fantasy player of everyone's. Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill is getting drafted at the 26th quarterback right now.
We talked about it on Tradecast. Recently. Taysom Hill is being drafted ahead of Jordan Love, which it should be a federal crime.
it's terrible. Like, if you want to add him to your best ball roster and just hope he somehow squeezes into the end zone a couple of times in a game, that's fine. Other than that, no. You're never putting him in as a starting quarterback on your roster. Not a chance. All right, so Nathan's got a 1-point lead, so that means Nathan will start this one out again. We'll let George be Nathan's challenger, and then we'll go Justin third. We're going to move over to running backs. If a running back was not drafted at any time in either of those drafts, they were given a score of 98. There's a lot of running backs that had some pretty significant changes. 41 running backs had a positional change of 20 or more. I don't think we're going to get to all 41, but I think that's an amazing number that 41 running backs had a positional change of 20 or more. Just position, just running back ADP. There are a ton of running backs, and some of these names made me laugh how high we were drafting these guys just a year ago. It's so gross. All right, Nathan, how many of those 41 running backs?
I mean, honestly, I think I'm
going to
screw up pretty early, so I'm going to go 9.
I actually think most people will screw up pretty early on this.
It depends on how, like, it's if scary. We're going to start off trying to think of the fallers or start trying to think of the risers. I feel like on who's going to screw up. I think I can do 10.
It's not your bet, it's Georgia's. Sure.
Well, Georgia's next. Oh,
that's right.
So.
That's right.
All right. Well, I will go 10 just to see if you go 11.
Well, heck.
And then I feel like I'll get trapped into this.
All right. I'll go 11. Do 11 I'll Justin. Do 11.
Oh, Georgie. All right. Nathan, it's to you. Nathan's like, I'm taking the easy point and making Justin do 11.
I mean, the fact that there's 41 spots, of them, though, I feel like that's every lot, running back that there is.
It is a lot, but yes. Well, there was 98 total drafted, so it's about half of them hit a positional change of 20
so
or
the
more.
Current bid is 11?
But that's craziness.
All right, I'm going 12.
Yes, sir. All right, George, it's to you.
I mean, part of me wants to call Nathan, but I don't. I don't feel like this is enough, so I'm going to say 13.
All right, Justin?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and call BS then. I don't think I can do
this. This is just the George Critico segment.
You got to get 13, George. All you have to do is not get one wrong, because you name a lot of running backs, they're going to be right.
Okay. And this is February last year or February this year?
Correct. And I can't wait to read these names at the end of it. It's okay. So funny.
Okay. I feel like I have a couple that I feel like should be easy ones, but I'm probably going to be wrong right away. All right. Let's start with
that was literally the first name that came to mind for me as
That is correct. That's one.
Yeah. And then the other one that I feel like's easy, but I might get it wrong anyway, is David Johnson.
That is also correct.
Yeah, that
that's
one was
two.
Definitely okay. Easy.
Okay, that's two. All right. Devonta Freeman.
Oh, I think this is already over.
Really?
Let me check and see where he is. I don't have him listed in my... Devonta Freeman went from number 23 last year to number 37 this year. So that's only 14 spots.
What is wrong with people?
Well, wait till you hear who's been taken right. Ahead of him. It's,
all right, can I rattle
ugly.
Through a few more?
Oh, fire
can
him
I rattle
off.
Through a few
fire
more?
Fire it will, right. Yeah.
Okay. I'll try a few more. Let's say Miles Sanders.
That is correct. He's obviously had a pretty nice rise. He was one of the ones that when I saw his, where he was, I laughed at how low he was last year. Because this was pre-combine and everything.
Right.
So February of last year, he was the 49th running back off the board. Yes! That's whoever just did that groan. That is how I felt looking at this.
How about Aaron Jones?
No, because he was like RB20 last year. So.
Yeah, I doubt 20.
He was already pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was already pretty close up there. So
okay,
he's
okay,
definitely risen,
fair.
But not a full 20. He has risen 9 spots. He went from 19 or 10 spots. He went from 19 to 9.
Okay, that's fair. Devin Singletary's got to be one.
Nope, right? I think he was already getting. He went from 39 to 21. He should be. He needs to be higher than 21. I think that's the problem there.
How about? I'm thinking about other names here from a year ago.
You guys can, anybody can chime in if you've got some names.
Yeah,
you
guys can jump
in.
Tevin Coleman?
I'm just shocked. I guess Eckler. Eckler would be another one.
Eckler, definitely. He has skyrocketed. Yeah. Tevin Coleman has fallen. That's correct. I'll read some off.
Jacobs.
Alex.
Okay.
Alex Collins was getting drafted.
Yeah.
Alexander Mattison has risen. That's nicely. Boston Scott has had a rise. So I basically went from, you know, unknown to getting drafted. Chris.
No, I think Ronald Jones is like the same place.
Or Ronald Jones.
Neither of them. I don't think any of them. I don't think either of them ever had like a much getting picked very high at all. So we also had Chris Thompson. Anybody remember the name Chris Warren?
Yes.
Good for him. Yes, Chris Warren.
Jay Ajayi.
Yes, Jay Ajayi is on.
That's a good one. Yeah,
yes, he is on here. Here, the biggest faller, Rodney Anderson. A year ago, he was running back 37. Now he's not getting drafted at all. Like, that's such a – just that kind of a drop. That's crazy. Raheem Mostert, of course, is gone from undrafted to now being the running back 40.
I feel like there has to be some kind of Patriots running back on there.
Oh, there is. Sony hits the list. Yep. Okay. Sony made it. Deion Lewis, not current Patriot, but former Patriot, also made the list. You know, because he was going to be the guy, because Derrick Henry's terrible, so he was going to be the guy in Tennessee. So he fell 51 spots. TJ Yeldon, Elijah Holyfield, LaShawn McCoy has bottomed out. Kenneth Dixon, Darwin Thompson had a nice rise. It'll be interesting to see what happens with him, especially, I can't believe people are still drafting him. I don't know. Travion Williams has a massive fall. Donta Foreman. Oh, everybody remember him? Kalen Ballage. Ito Smith. Tony Pollard had a decent rise. CJ Anderson. Goodbye. Josh Adams. Goodbye. Spencer Ware. Goodbye. Travis Homer. Raquel Armstead's had a little bounce back, and I think he might get a little bit more if people keep talking about how bad Leonard Fournette is for the Jags. Miles Gaskin fell off the face of the earth. Rod Smith, he was supposed to be the running back behind Zeke, but just didn't end up being that guy. Let's see, who else did we miss here? Latavius Murray actually had a rise, had a nice rebound season, despite the fact that he's getting older. That one's a little curious to me, just because that's not how you usually see running backs going. Usually once they bottom out, they don't come back.
The one I was thinking about, I'm going to ask about this one. Go for it. I feel like this was before everything happened, but Kareem Hunt.
Nope. He did not make it. Let me see if I can find him real fast. He actually went from 17 last February to 31 right now. So that might have been, there must not have been, for him to be at 17, like the report must have been out, but not whatever, you know.
A few bumps along the way is what you're telling me.
Yeah, he kind of went down. So but we also said Sony, Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen and DeAndre Washington finish off that list, but I don't know. I couldn't believe it when I did running backs, and I was like, oh my God, Rodney Anderson was drafted as the 37th running back just a year ago. And that's a name people probably don't even remember. He's probably getting cut off of every taxi squad when people update their rosters on the rollover, I'm assuming.
So I'm just giving everyone points, is what you're saying right now.
Yeah, you're helping some people out here, getting aggressive, and they're calling you out. George. All right. let's go on to wide receiver. We're going to let you start this time, George, if you want. How's that work?
That sounds good until I name a number too high.
All right. So if somebody was undrafted, the magic number is 127. A lot of wide receivers. And they had a lot of movement too. So we're looking for a positional change of 30 or more. That's like 25% almost out of 127. So that's a huge move. Does anybody want to venture a guess on what the magic 31. Number is that moved 30 or more spots?
I was going to say 37.
25.
Justin? 50 wide receivers. Damn near half. Well, I guess not half, but what is it? 40-something percent, somewhere around there.
That's like, close enough.
That's a lot of the wider We're only a year, 1 year, and 50 wide receivers had a position change of 100, or I'm sorry, of 30 or more. That's, all right. George, you get a start, and then we'll go Nathan, then Justin after this. And like I said, we'll only do tight ends if we have a tie.
Okay.
Holy.
I'll say.
George.
13.
George can name
George,
it.
Do 13. You just want to lose
he
this
is
game?
He swinging for the win.
It's over. BS.
Oh, Nathan.
I mean, there's 50, so I figure why not?
Kind of you feel know, like I should give Justin the chance to go for 14 if he wants, just so he's not locked out.
No, I'm not
you
going
go for
14.
Justin? All right,
man,
George.
You guys
this
don't
is
have
it.
Any
George,
fun.
If you get 13, you win. Otherwise, Nathan right. wins without ever saying an answer. All right,
sounds good.
Guys, let's we've got it. In the first two, I think we had like man. Four.
Well, I guess
five
I have
answers.
To then.
So,
wait.
he
Right.
I think we guilted him into it.
He has not yet gone to the double digits just yet. So, all right, George, let's see if we can do better on the wide.
No, I think I heard 14. I think I just heard 14 over there for Justin.
I think I have to because I can't win if I don't go for 14. Yeah.
That's correct.
There you go. Can't go see,
for all right, I got to go for it then.
So then George has to call BS.
Yeah, George.
I'm calling BS. Yeah, all right. Calling BS because I just want to see someone else do this. All right,
so now what's going to happen is Justin will mess this up, and then we're, of course, going to have to decide it on tight ends. Of course.
And then that'll I'll be... say, like, 13 again, and then I'm going to have to do it.
Perfect. All right, Justin, 14 of the 50 wide receivers that
you
had a positional
this.
Change of 30 spots or more.
All right. So definitely, like, DJ Chark.
Yes.
AJB. Terry McLaurin.
Hold on.
Was he going that high already?
He just said. Oh my gosh. You didn't even make it.
Two?
One answer. Why would you go AJB? Tell me. Is
or the other AJ. AJ.
Oh, jeez.
Oh my heavens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, that was my next. Let me check. I was going for all those young guys that rose first. I had written down AJ Green as well, and Antonio. I just was going for my young guys first, and then was gonna go for the fallers. Dang.
So AJ Brown went from 35 at wide receiver to 11. So.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're close, but so of course George wins the point. Close. All right.
Yep.
You guys started rattling off some names, but go ahead, keep going.
How about Adam Thielen? Was he on there?
Adam Thielen did not have a chance.
Devontae Parker.
Ooh, all right.
Adam Humphries did. Devontae Parker.
I was going to say yes. Preston Williams.
Rashad Perriman.
Preston Williams, yes. Couple of Green Bay guys went in the opposite
direction.
Yeah,
MVS.
Sure. Actually, yeah,
every Green Bay receiver except for Devontae Adams basically moved 30 spots or more. Yeah, MVS and EQSB both went down, and Alan Lazard went up. And Geronimo
Good
Allison
question.
Went
Hakeem
down.
Butler?
So let's see.
That's
yes,
good,
yes, he did. He had a major,
a
major
really
drop.
Did Probably Brandon Cooks? Up. I'm curious about that one.
No, he did not.
Okay. Well, he should. I'm just going to put that out there. He should fall further.
So we also, I'll read through some names here. Stop me if you want to throw out another name. We
oh,
have
Michael Gallup?
Albert
no, probably
Wilson.
Not.
Alshon Jeffrey is falling fast. No, I think he was already pretty, I think he was already up
was
there.
Yeah, I was saying D.D. Westbrook.
D.D. Westbrook. Nope, he hasn't fallen that much yet, I guess.
Really?
I'm shocked by that because it feels like he was hyped last year. Let me see where he was. Let's see. D.D.
Corey Davis.
He was 52 last year and he's 54.
Yeah,
yes,
Corey Davis.
Corey Davis is definitely on here.
How about Darius Slayton?
Slayton is on here going the opposite direction of Corey Davis. You said Terry McLaurin earlier. I can confirm he is also on here for going.
Here's
positive.
A weird one. How about Deshaun Hamilton?
That is correct.
Duh.
Deshaun Hamilton.
Killed it.
Antonio Callaway. So basically he could have gone with, another Antonio, another Brown.
Okay, I'm going to guess this one because I have to. Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon, yes. Also Josh Doxson.
Josh Freeman.
So a couple of Joshes getting the boot. No. Let's see. Dante Pettis, major drop. Debo Samuel, major rise.
Yeah.
Deion Kane, dying
was
off. Devin Funchess.
Mecole.
Adios.
Was Mecole being drafted?
Mecole Hardman, yeah. Yes. He is on here now. He's rising way up. Deontay Johnson, also rising up. Marquise Lee had to go down because DJ Chark came up. Doug Baldwin, whatever, didn't retire but is no longer playing. Emmanuel Hall, do you guys remember that name from draft season last year?
Yeah, I do. Bears got him.
Greg Dortch, you remember that name?
Oh, man.
Hunter Renfrow, Jordy Nelson, Keyshawn Johnson. Oh, Kiki QT. That one hurts.
Did we say Preston Williams yet?
Kelvin Harmon. Yep, Preston Williams. He was confirmed okay. earlier.
I'm not sure that Lil Jordan.
Oh, wow.
I swear he was drafted only because of his name.
Oh.
That's mean. Marquise Brown jumping up. Marquise Goodwin also on here. Miles Boykin, Nelson Aguilar dropping another thing. In this case, his positional ADP. Quincy Enunwa, Riley Ridley, Sammy. Shed a tear, Sammy. Tywan Taylor. Yikes. Traquan Smith, Trey Quinn, and the final one, Zay Jones. We are bad at drafting people. Right. I mean, that's just that amount of change is just uncalled for. All right, well, in this case, we, of course, have a tie. So now we get to go to tight ends. Yay. The magic number is 39 if undrafted in either of the drafts. There are 16 tight ends that had a positional ADP change of 10 or more. We will go Nathan, Justin, George on this one.
Two.
So. Okay, Nathan's at two. Justin, what you got?
I can do three.
All right. Moving on up to three. Yes.
You know I'm going to say four. You know I'm going.
You have to. Four feels like a pretty low number to get. There's no way Nathan calls you on this
What's the total number?
The total number is 16 tight ends. So, again, almost
a drop of how much? A drop of?
Just 10 spots or more. So, you know, basically from whatever, a tight end one to a tight end two or tight end two to a tight end three. Doesn't have to be a drop. It could be a rise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or two to three, three to two, you know, whatever.
And the number is at four right now?
The number's at four.
I almost just jumped to five.
I mean, if you had called five, I would have BS'd it, but I'll go to five and let
Justin all right. Me. Nathan's at five.
So out of 16. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I can do six, so I'm going to call BS.
All right, Nathan, what do you got? Okay. You got to get five. Positional change of 10 or more. Of tight end.
Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed is correct. He went from 25 to 39. That's one.
It's going to be a lot of dead air, boys and girls. Here we go.
There's a couple easy ones sitting out there, I will say that. At least I think they're easy.
Robert Gronkowski.
That's an easy one. Yeah, he had a bit of a drop from 10 to not drafted anymore.
Okay.
Wrestling in the WWE. Yeah.
Okay. Up 10 spots. Trey Burton?
Trey Burton, he fell from 14 to not drafted anymore.
Remember him, that's guys. Three. Remember Trey Burton.
I still have Trey Burton rostered on rosters. It's terrible.
Oh, boy. Okay.
He's going to be a thing still. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not.
10 spots. 10 spots. Okay. I don't think he was drafted high enough for that to matter. No. This is February. And I have two right now. And I need three more. This is so hard.
No, you have three already.
Oh, I do? Nathan, oh, great. Three. Then I only need two more.
Yeah.
Yeah, you only need two more.
Okay. I'm just going through all the divisions and like...
Just throw
I mean, that's
name,
not
going to
happen.
Nathan.
We're going to be here until 10 o'clock. here we go. Here we go. Oh, Jimmy Graham.
All right, Jimmy Graham is good. He went from 27 to undrafted, so he fell 12 spots. So, Nathan, you're at four. You've got to get one more before Justin gets the game.
Got to get one more. And George has some obvious ones, which I'm just waiting to pop into my head.
Nathan is currently up and dancing the tight end thoughts to his head here. He's stimulating blood flow, trying to get the brain cells working.
I thought he just had to go potty.
Here we go, girls. I just don't know if he was drafted that low initially, but maybe he was.
Just do it. Just do it.
Do it.
Peer pressure. Come on. Get it.
Dawson Knox. Yes, let's go!
Oh, man.
He was not drafted last February. I don't think he really started to rise up draft boards until he actually
in the third round.
He is now tight end 22. So, Nathan,
woo, boys and girls,
game.
Let's go.
All right, now, George, you've been champing a bit here. Let's hear. Yeah. Let's hear who you got.
All right.
Oh, that's it. Absolutely
it's correct. The biggest change.
Tyler,
undrafted.
Tyler Higbee. Yep.
Tyler Higbee, you're going down. Are you looking at my list right here?
No, undrafted.
The number 12.
How about, I had another name in my head just a second ago. Oh, Jason Witten. I was curious about that
Gates was the one I almost said. I almost said Gates.
I was curious about that one.
No. Yeah.
Nope. Not on here either.
Johnny?
Okay.
Johnny is on here. He's gone from 29 to 15.
Ebron was the other big one.
Ebron went from number 7 to number 30.
Vance McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
We're missing a big one. We're missing the tight end one.
What?
George Kittle?
No! Mark Andrews. I'm trolling a little bit. Mark Andrews went from 18 to 3.
Yeah. What about Vance McDonald?
Nope, not on here. What about the, remember the Jets guy?
Chris Herndon.
Hype for the Jets?
Oh, God, Herndon.
Yeah, Chris Herndon's suffered a little bit of a fall. John, you went up because
Delaney Walker
went down. Yeah. David Njoku, people are giving up on him, and O.J. Howard, so clearly it's the time to go buy
David
Njoku.
They've both dropped 10 spots.
O.J. Howard went down 10?
He went from 4 to 14, and Njoku went from 6 to 16.
Exactly
so
10.
Just squeezed in there. Mark Andrews had a skyrocket because this other tight end is terrible. Hayden Hurst.
I didn't know he was actually ever being drafted, so...
He was 26 last year at this time. Kyle,
are either of the Bengals tight ends on there? I was curious about those.
Nope,
I didn't think either one would be, but nope. I wanted to ask.
I don't think anybody was ever investing in them.
No,
Kyle Rudolph is the final name on the list of the tight ends. So Nathan, you're one game away from winning again. You've only had to come back like 10 times.
I got to be more aggressive is my problem.
All right, well,
your aggressiveness killed you the first two.
So fun little snapshot of how terrible we all are at drafting. All right, we can do trade game or name game. Nathan, you get to decide.
Trade or name? We got to go trade.
All right, so the trade game, here's how we're going to play it tonight. We are going to use the DLF Trade Analyzer, of course. I will give you a rookie, and you will give me a vet. It'll be a one-for-one trade. That's it. Can you flip a vet to a rookie in the equal in a fair value? You're trying to get on fair value here.
From DLF
Nathan,
Trade Calculator,
you
said?
You're going to get a DLF Trade Analyzer, called. Of course. Obviously.
Proud DLF writer here.
all these values will be 12 team super flex because that's just more fun. So we're going to start out with probably the 101 in the rookie, Joe Burrow.
And this Nathan? Is super flex, you said?
Yes, and you cannot use the same position. So if I give you a quarterback, you've got to give me running back, wide receiver, or tight end. If I give you running back, you can't give me
And I can't give
back.
You a rookie.
See how that works? You cannot give me a rookie. It has to be a vet, and it has to be a non-quarterback.
Okay. Then I am going to go with, for Joe Burrow, a veteran that would match up with Joe Burrow, we are going to go with... We will go with George Kittle.
Am I next?
Sure.
I'm going to go with Derrick Henry.
And George?
I'll go with a running back, too. I'll say Leonard Fournette.
That's a good one.
Okay, and then obviously once we use a name once, they cannot be used in any others because you will know their values then, and that's not quite as fair. We are playing to three, by the way. So the first person to win three rounds will win this game. All right, so the scores are in, and remember, we've come to decide that, like, if you get within 100, you're doing pretty well at this game when you're using the DLF Trade Analyzer. So Joe Burrow comes in at 510.8. Nathan gave us George Kittle, comes in at 620.2 for a difference of 109.4. Derrick Henry from Justin comes in at 605.1 for a difference of 94.3. And the point this time goes to George for Leonard Fournette at 423.3, a difference of only 78.5.
Woo, underpay.
I would give Leonard Fournette for Joe Burrow in a heartbeat. I would be shocked if anybody would go the other direction on that.
I agree.
You're here. Would any of you guys take any of these guys over Joe Burrow in a Superflex league?
Who was it, Fournette and who?
I don't think so.
Fournette,
Henry.
Derrick Henry, or
Kittle.
Maybe
in a super win now team, I'd take Henry, but probably not.
I'll take Burrow. Give me the quarterback in Superflex always. All right, we'll move on to round two, and in this one we'll go Justin. Or I'm sorry, George got the point, so George will go first, then we'll go Justin, then we'll go Nathan. This time, we're going to have some fun with Jalen Reagor.
Jalen Reagor. Ooh, that's tough. See, if you were gone 102, that'd be like much easier for me, because then I could like totally conceptualize that. Jalen Reagor. I don't want to go running back again, but I kind of do. I will say Kenyon Drake.
Alrighty, Justin, over to you.
I had a wide receiver in mind. I forgot I can't do a wide receiver.
Correct.
Yeah. I feel like this is probably a little too low, but Matt Stafford.
Alrighty.
I think that's
Nathan?
Too high in Superflex. We'll go Jalen Reagor. I think we're going to stick on the tight end route, and I think we're going to go Evan Ingram.
Oh, wow. Would you give Evan Ingram up for Jalen Reagor?
No, I just feel like his value is tanked.
All righty. So we have Matt Stafford was the overpay of this round. That was correct, Nathan. Stafford from Justin came in at 270. Reagor is 117.6, so that's a difference of 152.4. Evan Ingram.
I probably overpaid.
Nathan getting second place with Evan Ingram at 183.9 for a difference of 66.3. Kenyon Drake from George is the winner. 174.1 from Kenyon Drake for a difference of only 56.5. George is out to a pretty fast lead here.
Got to be aggressive, guys.
He's got a 2-point lead, which means he's going to go first here again with the next rookie. We'll let Nathan go second this time and Justin go third. The next rookie is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. George, who are you going to give for Clyde?
Well, I can't go running back this time, so...
You can't.
I'll go Evan Ingram on this one.
Nope, can't use Ingram.
No, yeah, that's right, I can't use him. All right, I will go... I'll go Zach Ertz then.
Alrighty, so Ertz from George. I think we said Nathan's going next.
That seems
is that right?
A little bit high for me. So I'm going to go the wide receiver route this time. The wide receiver for Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be... Uh, is that too high? I think it is. Let's go. Let's go, Michael Gallup.
And Justin, who are you going to give for Clyde?
I don't think I can go QB this time. Although, honestly, I think that I had Stafford's value right. I just thought Rieger was going to be a little higher. Let's do... This is going to be two. Keep sticking on it, though. Marvin Jones.
Alrighty, well, Justin comes in with a major undersell offer. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 165.8. What kind of a pick range would you give up for Marvin Jones, Justin? I'm curious.
I was thinking he was going to be lower. That's where I'm just off on the rookies.
Marvin Jones.
Mid-second, maybe.
He comes in at... Okay, you give a mid-second for Marvin Jones?
I'd probably not even do that. I felt like it was too low when I did it.
22 second.
Yeah, it was. Clyde Edwards-Helaire comes in at 165.8. Yeah. Marvin Jones at 56. Still only 109.8 off, so you're not terribly far from where we think we're good when you break 100. Gallup comes in at 247.9 for a difference of 82.1. And George wins this game with Jeez. Zach Ertz at 240.4.
Wait, so how much did he beat me by?
Overpays. He beat you by 8 points. About 7.5 points. Yeah, it was close.
It's about the best offer, Nathan. It's about the best offer. Second gets nothing.
But George, so I'm going to save in case Justin wins the name game, because we are now tied one game. We'll do more trading if we have to as the tiebreaker. We will move right on into the name game now. So George is on the board, Nathan's on the board, and Justin needs to get on the board. For anyone that is new to the name game, this is a game where I will give a clue, and if somebody can answer it, your name is your buzzer. If you can answer it with just one clue, you get 2 points. If I have to give you a second clue, then it becomes worth only 1 point. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 on the board, and this is, of course, another rookie-themed game because it's draft season, so we're all getting ready for the rookies. So every player name will be the name of a 2020 rookie. Other than that, there's not really a theme. Some of the categories are similar. So we will get to the first one. Remember, your name is your buzzer. Just shout it out, and whoever goes in first will get to say it. Clue number one, SEC quarterback and animal hoarding farmer.
Animal hoarding farmer?
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, me neither. I'm so confused. I feel like I know who the quarterback is, but I have no clue.
Well, I will say this game was designed when some other contestants that have kids were going to be on tonight, but those plans all got nixed. So I know George and Nathan don't have kids. Justin, I think
I
do.
I still can't get it, though. Animal hoarding.
So... SEC quarterback and animal hoarding farmer.
Oh, I got it. Nathan.
Go for it, Nathan.
Joe Burr Old McDonald.
Yes, Joe Burr Old McDonald. Nathan gets 2 points. I knew Nathan would come through with a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, no,
answer.
I mean, the last time I came on, it was Sesame Street, and I won that game because shout out to being a special needs teacher.
Yes, and see, I knew you had the chance. I feel a little bad for George here. The name game might not work out too well tonight.
All right, we'll move on
to number two. Nathan's leading 2-0. Marine Explorer heading out to explore and a Big 12 wide receiver. I'll even give you a little hint that we're sticking with nursery rhymes for the first few here.
Can you say that one again?
Marine Explorer heading out to explore and a Big 12 wide receiver.
George.
Go for it, George.
I don't know if I got this right, but Deep Blue CD Lamb?
Nope. Anybody else want to venture a guess?
That's the receiver, I thought. I just can't think of any nerd. Like, apparently I'm a bad dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know nursery rhymes, so I'm just taking guesses here.
Alrighty, well, I'll go ahead and bust it down to 1 point here. So it is Oklahoma, so that's
the clue you're giving
really
us?
Help you. Yep, that's the clue. So should we throw this one out and move on? It's A Sailor Went to C.D. Lamb.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, I didn't know that was nursery rhyme.
Deep blue, bottom of the deep, the bottom of the deep blue CCC is in that nursery rhyme.
Okay.
So you're close, George. All right.
Best I could do.
A fragile, gravity-prone protein and an ACC wide receiver.
Repeat that one more time.
A fragile, gravity-prone protein and an ACC receiver.
Oh.
Fragile, gravity-prone protein.
Well, I've got the receiver.
Yeah, and I feel like I have the receiver.
Humpty Dumpty. Oh, Justin. Humpty Dumpty Higgins.
Oh, there you go, Justin. Yes, Humpty Dumpty Higgins. Justin with 2 points, tying it up. All right, we've got a knick-knack playing elder and a Big Ten running back. George, you've heard Humpty Dumpty, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What was the player again?
I did not pick any like obscure nursery rhymes here. Big Ten running back. Knick-knack playing elder. Anybody want the college? Are you guys ready for the college? Oh. All right.
Yeah.
The college is
Maryland.
Which I believe is part of the Big Ten now, right?
Yes.
Oh, George.
Justin.
Go for it, George. This is worth 1 point.
This old Manthony McFarland.
Yes. Oh, Manthony McFarland. So George is on the board with one.
That took a lot of thought. Way more
I was right in there behind you.
It took way too much thought, though.
It's the only, there's only one person that plays knick-knack that I've ever heard of, so. And it's this old man. I mean, he plays
I don't know these rhymes, man. I don't have kids. I don't know.
All right, we've got one more of these, of this kind of little set. So we will go with a nighttime lullaby for an infant and a Pac-12 running back.
Well.
Oh, Nathan.
Nighttime.
Nathan.
Go for it, Nathan.
Rockabye baby, no Benjamin.
Oh, man. If I could give you bonus points right now for singing it, Nathan, I would give you the bonus points. But only 2 points for now. We'll give you an imaginary point. We haven't given any of those out in a while. So extra imaginary point.
Fun fact, I sing that twice.
There you go. Nice. You were on top of that one. No editing for that one. That's perfect. All right. We've got Pac-12 quarterback and life partner puppets.
Pac-12 what?
Damn it.
Justin.
Justin.
Justin Herbert and Ernie.
That is it. 2 points for Justin. Tied back up. 4-4. George has one. All right. We've got Big Ten running back and emotion-filled Pixar film.
Nathan.
Go for it, Nathan.
J.K. Dobbins side out.
That is correct, J.K. Dobbins side out. All right, we've got 2 clues left. It's still possibly Justin or Nathan's game. Let's see. We've got the SEC running back and hoop shooting golden retriever.
George.
Go for it, George.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire Bud.
Yes, Clyde Edwards-Helaire Bud. We still could get a tie, of course. Wow. Then I'm going to have to come up with something different. If Justin gets this on the right away. All right. We are out of the kid genre, so we've got
Oh, thank God.
One left. One left, and it's not a kid one. All right. Atlantic Sun wide receiver and Bond film.
Oh, Nathan.
George.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Antonio Gandy GoldenEye.
Antonio Gandy GoldenEye. Nathan.
Bang, bang. Let's go.
Nathan, return to the victory circle.
And that's George. That's George's. Nathan. George is old, so that's more his territory. So,
yeah, I know. I was actually alive when that was, you know, in theaters.
Alrighty. So let's go around the horn, give everybody your information before we get out of here, and everybody congratulate Nathan on.
All I know is I've secured a spot in the playoffs whenever they happen. No, don't even go there with this nonsense. I have secured a spot, and I've secured a spot in my podcast, Dice Tradecast, with Dan Sanyo and our wonderful editor, Justin Peake. You might have heard of him. Make sure to check that out every week. And as well, I'm going to be writing for DLF probably at some point. They're going to make me do that. But other than that, make sure to subscribe to Dice Tradecast and RotoViz Radio, and that's the good stuff.
Justin, you want to follow that up since he already outed who you are?
Yeah, right. I'm at JPKFF on Twitter. I don't really write that much anymore. I've got two kids, and don't have a whole lot of time. But I do edit the Dynasty Tradecast.
You have to fill in for Sanyo repeatedly too, because he never shows up, right?
Yeah. Hey, Nathan did not show up once, so I did have to fill in for him too. But it's pretty much always Dan that I'm filling in for. But
Dan has eight kids, so that's his defense.
I'm on Twitter just answering MFL commish questions or auction questions or just any questions, but don't really provide a whole lot of content. But if you ever have something you can't figure out, tweet at me and I'll see if I can work on it.
And George, how about you?
You can find me at RotoHack on Twitter. You can find my writing at 444.com. I have zero kids, and a good day would be me seeing zero kids. So I have lots of time. I have all sorts of time available. So, you know, if you just need to talk or want to play, you know, Dynasty-based themed game, I'm totally up for it.
All right. As for the show, you can follow us at DGN Pod. You can follow Matt at M Pricer. You can follow Russ at Russ Fisher FF. And you can follow me at Empire FFL. Thank you all for tuning in. And we will be back in a couple of weeks, hopefully, with another fun episode. Thanks a lot.
Kadoosh.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat. And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Chris and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.